something for the weekend on Classic Hits. It's Trina Mara here, and professional makeup artist Derek Carberry is in studio. And Derek, you were supposed to be on the show once, mm-hmm. and once only. You came in with your pal, Jenny McCarthy, yeah. the photographer, because yeah. you were doing wedding showcases.
And I have moved in.
And I haven't seen Jenny since, but you're in every second week.
She's probably going to kill me. She's going to take my slot.
It's like, you know when someone robs your friend?
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
I hope she doesn't hear this. She's going yeah. to kill me. She's going to be calling me later on going, how dare you?
How dare you? how very dare you? So come here. This time I want to talk to you about Christmas gifts.
Yes. Well, we're getting close to the big day.
It's a great present, though, to get makeup for yeah. a present, but yeah. it's awful when someone gives you the wrong thing that yeah. you don't wear or the wrong colour. So for anybody who's thinking about buying a makeup gift for somebody at Christmas, no. what item can they get where they won't go wrong?
Yeah, I think like it's very important. I know it's difficult, say if you're a guy trying to buy for your girlfriend or your sister or whatever it is. But the thing about Christmas that's good is all of the brands have Christmas gifting, you know, so they specifically all year round are working on their Christmas gifting for Christmas, and they have fabulous gift sets, which you can't really go wrong. And if you do, like, just get a gift receipt, stick it in the bag, and if it's something they don't want, they can bring it back and exchange it for something
can
else.
Can you for makeup though?
I think you can. Once it hasn't been used and it's still in the packaging, I'm sure you
yeah.
can.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, you know, when you get the gift sets that they throw in colours that you'd never wear in a million years, yeah. I feel sometimes they're trying to get rid of stock.
That can
happen.
You know,
like the mad orangey lipsticks
yeah.
and things.
I think these days they're not going to do that. The thing with these products and these gifts with these brands, they want them to sell, and they don't want a whole lot of returns in January. So like, if you're kind of going with, like, say for example Coco Brown or Sosumi or any of these brands that have lashes and they have tan, these are gifts you can't really go wrong with, because
yeah.
every girl wants tan and lashes. And you know, Sosumi is doing the Dripping Gold, this new brand, which is fabulous as well. And then you can go down the route of brushes. Like, you can't go wrong yeah. with brushes, because what girl doesn't need brushes? And I guarantee if you give a girlfriend or a sister or a mom a brush set for Christmas, that's, you know, a reasonably good brush set, they will not be returning them, and you will be the mm-hmm. best boyfriend, brother, whatever.
How much can you expect to pay for decent brushes though?
See, this is it,
because
as well,
I know that my other half was looking before and nearly dropped out of the price.
See, again, now with all of the different brands out there, and with all of the brands that are now kind of going vegan friendly and cruelty free and all natural fibres, the price point of the brushes are dropping. So you're going to get, like, maybe 4 or 5 brushes for the guts of €50, which is not bad when you break that down individually into each brush. So that's compared to maybe one brush in the past you'd buy for €30 or €40.
Yeah. And I think the mistake some people make is they might buy one of those brush sets that has like 20 brushes in it that are, they think, oh, it's better value, there's yeah. more brushes. But the number
quality.
One, the quality's not good, and you're probably yeah. not going to need even no. to use those,
like,
other brushes.
These kind of brushes that you're buying online, somebody sent me a link to a Netflix program which is all about copying beauty brands.
Counterfeit.
And I was just watching that the other day, and it's just unbelievable the amount of counterfeit products out there that you can get online that sounds like you're paying nothing and you're getting the world in every brush in the world you could possibly have. If it's too good to be true, sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true, please do not buy these products, because you are maybe not going to be disappointed, but the person receiving them will be, and there's probably 20 brushes and 15 of them they're never going to use, and the quality is awful.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
please don't do that. Go into, you know, one of the retail and have a look and feel, see what they're like, get a bit of advice.
Feel them if they're soft.
Yeah,
I
feel
the soft ones,
the softness.
Yeah.
But like these days when you walk into any retail, they'll give you some advice, they'll give you the best kind of options for you, and at least you know you're not buying, you know, crap on the online, you know.
Mm-mm. If you're going for say eyeshadow colours for somebody, I think almost sticking to the neutral ones,
right,
probably better, is it?
Definitely. So with the eyeshadow, if you're picking eyeshadows for your girlfriend, partner, mum or whatever it is, bear in mind they do not want purples, blues, pinks or anything like this. Unless you're a teenager, you may go down that route. So you can never go wrong with like soft golds, you know, hues of burnt orange, which will bring out blue eyes, you know, berry colours will bring out green eyes. So you can go down that road and be really thoughtful and think of the eye colour and pick the, but the retail artists that are in the shops will help you pick the colours, but you can't go wrong with golds and neutrals for an eyeshadow palette for a Christmas gift.
Yeah,
every
browns
girl.
And stuff. I think I use 3 different shades of brown, and that's it.
And you know, they're gifts that won't be sent back, and they'll be delighted when they get them. And you've put a bit of thought into it. You didn't just buy any old thing, and they know that you put a bit of thought and effort into it at the end of the day. That's all they want.
Okay, thanks Derek.
No problem.
Some
Happy
gift
Christmas.
Ideas. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.